Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. How awake are you today? You going to stay awake? Well, we're going to talk today about staying awake in the faith until Jesus comes. You ever feel a temptation in your life and your faith in Christ to start to get droopy-eyed, heavy of sleep, like you're going to drift away and fall away from the faith, the temptation to sort of not be as clear on Christ and the truth as you once were, your eyes to begin to shut to it, the temptation to fall asleep? Or how wide awake are you today? Wide awake, alert, ready to go? Well, let's take a look at what God would teach us today about staying awake in the faith until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again on the last day. What's God teach us about that in the scriptures? Well, first of all, God talks about this a lot. Therefore, it's very important. Let me give you one of the examples here in Mark chapter 13. Jesus says, concerning his second coming, he says, "Of that day and of that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but the Father only. Take heed, watch, for you do not know when that time will come. For it's like a man going on a journey, and when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." Stay awake, stay alert. So, very important. What does Jesus mean by this, though? Stay awake. What's he talking about? What do you think? Staying awake daily in our bodies? Of course not, right? Because we all have to sleep. It's part of the cyclical system that God has set up for our bodies. We spend our days awake and our nights asleep, most of us. Some the other way, but unless you're a night owl, but you need sleep physically. Obviously, Jesus isn't talking about that. He's talking about spiritual sleep. You've been awakened in Christ to a new life, to the daytime. You're sons of the day. Don't fall asleep. In other words, don't drift away from Christ, falling into the delusions of the world, the dreams of the lies of the devil, having your eyes become heavy with sleep, droopy, losing the consciousness of the truth, and falling into darkness, away from the light of Christ. That's what he's talking about. Not falling asleep in your faith. You can go to bed at night and have a peaceful sleep. The Lord gives it to you. But spiritually, always awake, always alert, always on guard. Because what does that word there in the Greek mean when Jesus is saying, watch, for you don't know the hour is coming? You know what that word is in the Greek? What is it? I've said it a few other sermons. Maybe you don't remember. Gregory, right? It's Gregorao. It's my name. So my name is supposed to be, it is, he who is awake. So may I live up to that name. Amen. I want to. And my job as a pastor is to see that you're Gregory too, that you stay awake, that I keep you alert until our Lord Jesus comes. The word in the Greek, gregorao, watch, Jesus says, means to watch. It means to keep alert. It means to be alive. It means to stay awake. Keep awake, Jesus says, until I come. So it's possible to fall away and to fall asleep, isn't it? That's certainly held out there in Scripture. Jesus actually said to the Jews of his day, quoting the Isaiah, the prophet, he said in Matthew 13, he said, "This people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are heavy of hearing, and their eyes they have closed." Does that sound like falling asleep? Yes? "Lest they should perceive with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn from me to heal them." So here, the scriptures bear witness that people can fall asleep, ears dull, eyes closed, snoring. Remember, you ever read Pilgrim's Progress? As soon as Pilgrim, that is Christian, is saved, he's on the road rejoicing, and he passes three people who are slumbering, and he tries to wake them from sleep, fellow pilgrims to the heavenly city, and he can't wake them because a spirit of slumber has come upon them. We don't want to do that in our church. Will you stay awake with me until Christ comes? We're going to keep each other awake even until midnight or to the cockcrow or to the morning. Will you stay awake with me? Well, Jesus bids us to do so. If we're going to stay awake, though, we got to know how important it is. How important is it to stay awake in the faith? Very, very important, especially when danger is about. I slept walked once in my life, and I slept walked in a not very good place. You ever slept walked? You ever been that tired? It's only happened to me once in my entire existence, 46 years, one time, and it was in the worst of places. I was on a ship, 148-foot ship, sailing ship in the Pacific, something like 50 miles off the coast in the darkness. And I was in the forecastle, which is the forward crew quarters. I was so overworked on that boat. I had very little sleep. Labor was very hard. I was stressed. I was tired, and I was so asleep. I actually was up in the middle of the night, didn't even know it, in the forecastle, the forward crew quarters. I was like, where's the line? Where's the line I'm supposed to pull on? Where's the line? And Dan, a fellow crew in his bunk, he said, Greg, what are you looking for? I said, a line, a line. And I got woken up because he laughed at me hysterically. He's like, I'm on a boat with crazy people. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And I woke up and went back to my bunk to sleep. But it's dangerous. What if I'd wandered on deck asleep? What then? What then? 50 miles off the coast in the darkness. It's dangerous for us to sleep also as Christians when an enemy is about. We have several enemies. Look at what happens here in a physical way, how one of the greats of the Bible was subdued by sleep. We read here in Judges 16, when Delilah saw that Samson, Superman of the Bible, right? Samson told her all his mind. She sent to the lords of the Philistines, saying, come this once, for he has told me all his mind. Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought her the money, and she made Samson sleep upon her knees. La la la, la la la, la la la, I'm going to kill you. La la la. Snip, snip, snip. And she cuts off his hair. Then she says, as if she really cared, Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he woke from his sleep and said, well, I'll go out as other times and shake myself free. But he didn't know that the Lord had left him. And the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze fetters, and he ground at the mill in prison. The unsubduable one was subdued by sleep. He fell asleep, and in his sleep the scissors snipped. And as he dreamed and slumbered, they came upon him unseen. So sleep is dangerous, would you say? I could give you other examples, but you know, you could look them all up. But sleep is dangerous when we have three enemies against us. There's a traitor inside of us, you know well, our sinful passions. Peter says in 1 Peter 2, beloved, I beseech you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh that wage war against your soul. Do you have a traitor inside of you? That old sinful nature that wants to take the ascendancy and grab the throne of your life again? It would try to get you when you're sleeping in your faith. There's the enemy of the forces of the world. As James says, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. You know, the world is trying to come upon you and put you to sleep with dreams and visions of the pleasures of this life. Stay awake, Jesus says. Be alert. It's trying to kill you. And then the evil one, somewhere out there lurking in the darkness, Peter says, be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, roams around, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith. I want to ask you, what soldier in Iraq or Afghanistan watching over his camp falls asleep at night when the enemy is lurking about in the shadows? That man is a dead man, right? And we need to be on guard. The devil's prowling around like a roaring lion. We're to resist him. That means oppose him with power, and enthistemi. Be sober-minded, nepsate, which means don't get drunk or be caught unawares. And be watchful, which is the word, dun-dun-dun, Gregory, Gregoreo. Be alert, he says. Be watchful. Yes, I'm trying to make you all into Gregories. just like I want to aspire to my name to be what it says. So there's a spiritual battle, wouldn't you say, that's trying to put us to sleep? Haven't you felt that in your life where you're starting to get just a little away from the word and your eyes get droopy and heavy, your ears get duller? Don't you feel that? I felt that. And haven't you noticed what a spiritual battle there really is? Because if you go to watch a football game, you're full of energy, right? Yeah. Or you go to the gym. I'm going to the gym. Yeah. Or, I'm going to go to the movies. Yeah. I'm going out to eat. Full of energy. I'm going to study the Bible. And there's this spiritual weariness that instantly comes over you, trying to stop you. Do you think that's just because you're tired? Or do you think that there are forces trying to keep you from the word? When you go to pray and you want to start praying, how quickly you fall asleep at night. Or those heavy eyes come upon us and we feel so, there's a spirit trying to put you to sleep. Whenever you want to do something for your faith. Or if you come to church, Sunday, praise God. How about Sunday morning Bible class? No, I'm going to go to the Church of the Holy Comfort of this morning, my pillow, right? Or Wednesday night or something. It's so much harder to get up and go to church. I wish all were here this morning. There are some that are away. We could pack more in here. And I'll tell you something personally. I'll just give you my testimony. When I go to get ready for moving the chairs for a little fellowship gathering next door, full of energy. I go through the church's mail, full of energy. Clean my office, full of energy. Go to do the sermon, it's time for a nap. Right? Haven't you felt that? Right when you're ready to go preach the word, my goodness, there's some cosmic forces going on that wants to go, sleep, my boy, sleep. A little folding of the hands to sleep. But then the scripture says, so shall want come upon you like an armed man. So there is something actually trying to put us to sleep. Haven't you felt it? If you felt that, raise your hand. Good. Okay. Y'all, Lurthans, raise your hand at least once a year. That's good. So you can see this in the scriptures too. Acts chapter 20, on the first day of the week, Sunday, Christians were together. They were gathered together for bread. Paul was preaching into the dark hours of the night towards midnight. Wouldn't you love to have Paul come and preach to you? What would you give for what 1 minute to hear the Apostle Paul himself speak? But we read that there was a man, a young man, Eutychus, sitting in the window. He sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer. Being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went over to him and said, no, he's still alive. Don't be alarmed, his life is still in him. You ever tried to fall asleep or felt like you needed to fall asleep during a sermon? You go out to eat? No problem. Watch a football game? No problem. Go to the gym? No problem. Hear a sermon? No. Don't fall asleep. I'll wake you up. I'll come over and slap you. All right? There's an enemy trying to put you to sleep so you don't hear the words of God preached. Jesus says, watch, be alert, keep awake at all times. You don't know when I'm coming. You must be ready. So what should we be like? What should be our perspective? Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 12, let your loins be girded and your lamps burning. Anybody gird your loins this morning? I mean, we don't talk like that anymore, right? But that means get dressed. Be dressed. Be ready for action. Be ready to go at a moment's notice. We need to be like that always as Christians for our Lord's coming. Always ready. Be like men waiting for their master to come home, so that when he comes, we may open to him at once. He knocks, we open, we're ready. Ready to go with him. If he comes in the second or the third watch, late into the evening, he says, be ready. Whenever I come, be it early or late. So how do we stay awake? Well, for one, Jesus says, prepare your heart for a long wait. Be ready if I should be delayed. For we read there in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells us a parable. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins. You know this story. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They went out to meet the bridegroom with lamps. The 5 that were foolish took their lamps, but they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And as the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight came the cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then they rose and trimmed their lamps, and those who were ready went into the feast. Those who were not ready were shut out. And Jesus said, "I do not know where you come from. Depart from me." So Jesus tells us to be ready for a long wait, right? Do you know a lot of his parables speak about this? The bridegroom was delayed. In the parable of the 10 talents, the man went away and after a long time came to settle accounts with them. Jesus says, "Blessed are you if I come in the second or the third watch." You know, there's evening, there's midnight, there's cockcrow, there's the morning. Does Jesus tell you here in the Bible it might be a very long time? Yes, he does. But he says, don't be mistaken by that. I can come at once at any moment. Be ready for a long wait, but also be ready to go at a moment's notice with your clothes on and your lamp and everything ready to go. Because I'm coming quickly, and when I come, I want you ready. So what Jesus is telling us here, we need to live like Mexican culture. When I went down to Mexico a couple years ago for a little mission trip, I saw Pastor Juan. And maybe you've had this experience if you've been down to that part of the world. Pastor Juan told us the day before, "I want you ready at 8 o'clock sharp because I'm going to be coming by the hotel and there's lots of traffic and I can't wait and stop for you. I need you ready and you're going to get in and go with me at once." Well, we were ready at 8 o'clock sharp, and then 8:30, 9 o'clock came, he wasn't there, 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10, 10:15, 10:20, 10:27, he arrives. "Quick, quick, hurry, hurry, get in. Andale, andale, andale," right? Remember that, Speedy Gonzales? Andale? I looked that up this morning. But he didn't wait. Even though he was delayed, when he got there, he wanted you ready, get in, and we drive to church. And there was no apology coming from him because that's the way it's done in Mexico. I found out because that happened on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Get here at this time, and we'd expect him like 2 hours later, but we had to be ready if he were there at 8. And that's okay. That's the way it works. But that's the way the Lord works. I want you dressed. I want you with your lamp ready. I want you with your suitcase in hand. At every time, alert, looking for me on the clouds of heaven to come. But if I'm delayed a long time, I want you still to be ready. Don't let the delay put you to sleep. So how do we stay awake? Number one, God has given us, and he says, "I want you to be steadfast in my word." This is going to keep you awake. This book will. If you're driving down the road at night, and it's very late, and you're tired, and you feel like falling asleep on the road, has that ever happened to you? And you're like trying to stay awake? Oh, my goodness. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. It's happened to me. One thing you can do is roll down the window and get some fresh air. Well, roll down the window of the word of God and forget fresh air. For faith comes from what is heard. What is heard comes by the word of Christ. If you would have your faith be alive and alert and awake, be in the word daily. Are you? It will keep you awake. If it's hard to get into it because the spirit of slumber is coming upon you, get into it. Because once you've gotten into it and gotten over that little hump of being tired, then guess what? This word will wake you up. And the more you're in it, the more awake you're going to be and the more you're going to love being in it. For Jesus says, of the last days, many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. There's going to be a great falling away from the church called the great apostasy, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. God's going to send a strong delusion on the world that will even lead people by the spirit of Antichrist, those who refuse to believe the truth and so be saved, a strong delusion will come upon them. Do you think that might be happening already? Maybe through our cell phones? That the world has this strong delusion that's coming upon? Will you be escaping that day? You'll escape it by the word of God. "For my eyes are awake before the watches of the night," says the psalmist, "that I may meditate upon thy promise." At night, and evening, and morning, and cockcrow, be in the word. "For I have laid up thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And there are false prophets in the last days, and they're preaching dreams, visions of their own minds, like we talked about last week, historical criticism, to put you to sleep. And I aim not to ever do that. So we need to be on guard against these. Preach the word. Beware the pastors that will tickle ears. Preach just positive, happy messages, which are nice, but they don't preach to you about the central things of the scriptures, of Jesus, and repentance for sins, and a faith toward God, and escaping the wrath to come, and such things. Beware, be sharp, be on the alert. Jesus says, lest they put you to sleep. You ever been to churches like that? I've been to churches where, man, I fall asleep through false or teaching, or maybe just not teaching the truth, teaching a happy message, but not the truth. That puts you to sleep. It's a dream. Wake up. God says, listen to my word. Secondly, Jesus says, if you would be awake, well, you tell me what it is. Matthew chapter 26, we'll turn there. Matthew 26, verse 40. Turning over my Bible here, you tell me what I need to do, okay? You're going to do that? Ready for your quiz? That'll wake you up. He came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, so you could not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. So you tell me, participation time, what should I do? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Do you avail yourself of the shield of God? Praying, he covers you, keeping you awake, sending his Holy Spirit. Prayer will keep you awake. If you're feeling like you're falling asleep right now, then pray to the Holy Spirit. Drive away that spirit of sleep, Lord. Help me to pay attention. For Jesus prayed for Simon. Simon, Simon, Peter, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you've turned again, strengthen the brethren. So prayer. Jesus says, take heed to yourselves and lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And that day of my coming come upon you unawares like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. But watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape these things and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, we got a day coming, don't we, friends? We got a day. Darkness and gloom and a tempest. The day of the Lord's coming like lightning. And to escape all the dreams and visions and slumber of this world, pray, Jesus says. It's like driving in your car at night and turning on the radio or chewing gum or drinking a cold soda to keep you awake. God will keep you awake by it. And then be in church, third, Jesus says. Be steadfast here. For let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, I'm not going to be like some churches and say, now turn to the person next to you and slap them on the face, right? But you could do that. We got to do that. If we're falling asleep, you see someone else falling asleep in this church, wake up. Let's be alert. If you see me falling asleep, wake up, pastor. We're here to encourage each other, stir each other up to love and good works as Jesus' day draws near. For Jesus says, it's an unexpected hour. He'll come like a thief. You won't know. He could come now. He could come today. Will you be ready? Will you be awake? Let's stir each other up. And then one more here is God says, be in your work. Blessed is that servant. If I come in the second or the third watch, and I found you so doing it. Blessed is that servant. I'll come and sit down, have you sit down, and I'll come and serve you. We had a wonderful cruise last night, a sail out on the river, and pastor talked about going to sleep early, and I like to get good sleep on Saturday nights, but you know what? It's so refreshing to be on the water. But there I was at 9 o'clock at night, 9:15, finishing getting the boat away. You know, I was so awake. You know why? Because I'm working. I'm putting the cover on. I'm covering up the rails. I'm working. I'm taking out the trash. I'm looking at the stars. I'm sweating. I'm like, I'm so awake because I'm working, and I love it. Went home to sleep, instantly to bed. I was great. I fell right asleep. But if you will be in the Lord's work, loving others, preaching, sharing Jesus' name, you will be awake. You can't fall asleep when you're perspiring. You fall asleep when there's nothing to do. So if you're doing nothing in your Christian life, you're probably going to fall asleep. So do something. You'll stay awake. Serve the Lord. And what's our confidence that you're going to stay awake till the end? Is it in your own strength? By no means. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Isn't that great? Say amen. Amen. If you are on the road, if you're asleep, if you're awake, if you're going here or there, God watches over you with ever watchful eyes, perfectly alert, perfectly awake, keeping you, guarding you by his Holy Spirit, keeping you in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, rose again, forgiveness, grace, and the freedom of the gospel. He leads you in the light of the path of Jesus. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it's full time now for you to wake from sleep, says Paul. For the night is far gone, the day's at hand, salvation's nearer to us than we first believed. When we first believed, let's cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. If Paul and John and Peter were expecting the Lord coming 2,000 years ago and they said it was near, we are a lot nearer now, friends. He's coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And the end result of your faith will be this. When your eyes, your physical ones, at last close in sleep, and you lay in the dust of the earth, and your eyes close to this world, one day you will wake to the brightness of his face. For as for me, says David, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with beholding thy form. For Daniel says, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame, everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the stars forever and ever. Watch, therefore, says Jesus, for you don't know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. But lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, says Jesus, I say to all, keep awake. In Jesus' name, amen.